This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the number of cases of infection of the new coronavirus in China had stabilized, but warned that the apparent slowdown should be viewed with extreme caution. At the end of a two-day meeting on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said his organization fears outbreaks in countries with weaker healthcare systems than China.
Our greatest fear remains the damage this coronavirus could do in a country like DRC. Even as the flames of one outbreak begin to die down, we're fighting another fire front.
Meanwhile, the Provincial Health Commission in Hubei Province, the epicenter of the outbreak, announced Thursday that the number of deaths rose by 242 to a total of 1,310. That number was more than twice the prior provincial record for a single day. President Donald Trump praised the decision to seek a lower sentence for his longtime friend and confidant Roger Stone. As questions swirl about political interference in the case, AP's Jennifer King reports.
At a meeting with the President and First Lady of Ecuador, President Trump told reporters he doesn't want to say he's considering a pardon for Roger Stone, but he's glad the Justice Department overruled prosecutors who were seeking a 7 to 9 year sentence for his longtime confidant.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years.
The four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case Tuesday night.
I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand.
The President tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr for the move. The Justice Department says the Attorney General will testify about the issue for the House Judiciary Committee next month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants an investigation by the DOJ's Inspector General. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. Italy's Senate voted Wednesday to lift far-right leader Matteo Salvini's immunity from prosecution. As Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports, that means the former interior minister could now face trial over refusing to let migrants disembark at an Italian port.
The accusation that he illegally detained migrants at sea last year when he refused, as interior minister at the time, to let them disembark from the Gregoretti Coast Guard vessel, ignoring pleas from human rights groups. Magistrates believe that was an abuse of power that amounted to de facto kidnapping. In his 14 months at the interior ministry, Salvini made tackling migrant boats a priority, barring ports to them and threatening charities operating them with fees. Under Italian law, former ministers can't be tried for actions undertaken while in office, unless Parliament authorizes it.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role would be handling some of the coalition's current activities, but Stoltenberg said NATO forces would only go and stay at the invitation of Iraq's government.
Let me be clear. NATO is in Iraq on the invitation of the Iraqi government. And we will only stay in Iraq as long as we are welcome.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping that NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. And NASA's newest record-setting astronaut, Christina Cook, said Wednesday that, aside from sore muscles and trouble with balance, she's readjusting well to gravity after nearly 11 months in space. Cook said the first thing that she did after her 328-day mission, the longest ever by a woman, was go for a swim with her dog.
The first thing that I did after I went home was to reunite with my dog, which was wonderful. She was very excited. And then we took a family trip to the beach.
Cook, an electrical engineer who also has a physics degree, said she considers herself lucky not to have the same sore feet and burning skin suffered 4 years ago by NASA's all-time endurance champ, Scott Kelly, whose mission lasted 340 days. The 41-year-old Cook flew to the space station last March and was part of the first all-female spacewalk in October. I'm David Berg, VOA News.